In an address to the nation yesterday, Ramaphosa said interprovincial travel remains permitted and curfew is still midnight to 4 a.m. Indoor gatherings have been increased from 100 to 250 people, while outdoor gatherings are now at 500 from 250. For this Easter gift, he said South Africans should thank themselves for putting up a good fight against COVID-19.
For the past 2 weeks, the number of new cases has remained relatively stable at around 1,200 new cases per day. The number of hospitalizations is declining, as is the number of deaths. Our national recovery rate stands at slightly higher than 95%.
Bishop Malusi Mbumlwana from the South African Council of Churches says they welcome the increased numbers, although allowing churches to fill half their venues would have better accommodated large churches.
For most churches, that number is perfectly appropriate. But there are mega churches that are 5,000 seaters, 6,000 seaters. They said we will be comfortable with a max of 1,000.
All alcohol off-site consumption outlets would be closed during the Easter weekend. However, people can stock up until Thursday, while those wanting to drink alcohol in restaurants, shabins, and bars can still do so. The government has, however, come under fire for performing dismally in its vaccination program. It aimed to vaccinate up to 1 million people by the end of today, but has reached just over a quarter of that target. It now expects to complete the first phase of vaccinating 1.2 million health workers by mid-May. The target of vaccinating 67%, about 40 million of its population this year, has also hit a dead end. The second phase, targeting people over 60 and those with existing health conditions, will stretch until mid-November before the entire population can receive the jab. Matthew Parks is the parliamentary coordinator for the Congress of South African Trade Unions.
Government has to do much better. And the rationales, the excuses that government has given are frankly unacceptable and not convincing. We're seeing other African countries like Morocco and Egypt and even Seychelles moving very fast, and yet we are still scrambling around looking for the starting point.
Health Minister Zweli Mkhize says the delays are beyond the government's control.
The constraint we have to face on our side is that we have to be subjected to global supply chain issues. We have to also fight the manufacturing companies and get the contracts done. If there's anyone who could be frustrated and angry, is how I am between myself and how some of the manufacturing companies are doing.
The government says it is finalizing agreements to buy enough vaccines to inoculate 41 million people, but can't say when that will be accomplished. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.